In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to Luke chapter 2 concerning the sign that was given to the shepherds as they were out caring for their flocks in the fields by night, and the heavenly host came to them and was glorifying God and said to them, "And this shall be the sign unto you, ye shall find the babe." Stop for just a moment. Now, what would we expect if we were human beings at that point? We're shepherds and we're out in the fields, and angels just appeared to us. Has that ever happened before? I mean, these are overwhelmed shepherds, and angels are speaking to them, and they said that the Savior of the world has come. And you're thinking, these are heavenly angels here I'm listening to. And what do they say? The sign is going, "You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." Now stop for just a moment. Is that what you have expected to hear from angels that are speaking to you for the first time? You know, I think it's important for us to understand that the hope of all the ages appeared in a commonplace circumstance. Hard, severe circumstances. I think about Mary tearing, as she's about to give birth, tearing strips of clothing to make swaddling clothes, which in the Middle East of that day, they would wrap the legs, they would wrap the arms, they would wrap the body together so as to promote good posture in their children. They believed in that in the Oriental times. And so she was preparing for the birth, stripping up pieces of cloth, getting ready for that baby to be born. And what was she going to use for her first baby nestling place? You know, mamas go out and they spend lots of money on bassinets, and they spend lots of money on the very best for their babies. And all she had was a corn crib. That's basically what it was. Boards nailed together that they put the feet in. "This shall be the sign. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." It's from these rude beginnings that all of God's great movements in behalf of mankind began. And that is so overwhelming to me. God's great movements began there? I don't know if I can accept this in our modern sophisticated society. And many don't. It's just not what they're expecting. You know, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep when God spoke the worlds into existence, but then he unfolded the rest of it. And what was rude and bare in the very beginnings, without form and without void, became creation. From the slavery of Egypt, God raised up a people and brought them to the promised land. Circumstances for all of us, especially those of us who are in Christ, are God's providences. And let me say this, the circumstances and hardships of the incarnation are a reminder that God chooses the foolish to confound the wise. He chooses weak things to confound the mighty. All of us here know of strips of cloth and the smell of straw. We all know that. We've all lived in times where we've had those kind of things. My grandparents and even my parents grew up in difficult days in the Depression era. They know what that means, strips of cloths and the smell of hay, the smell of straw. Simplicity, it's the new generation that's disconnected from that. As Mr. O'Pager was sharing, it was such a wonderful Sunday school lesson this morning, meshes so well with this, that we've moved away from simplicity to what? Sophistication. And we don't know how to do simple things anymore. Girls don't know how to knit. Boys don't know how to make things with their hands. They don't know how to get out and work and labor as they used to be. And this was the foundation of the birth of Christ, the simplest of things. A baby laid in a corn crib. Straw wrapped in ripped shreds of clothing. No machine-made materials for the Christ child. In the midst of our suffering, let us challenge God with these things and see what He can do for us. Let's challenge God. "Lord, I need lots of money in my bank account." No, you don't. "Lord, give me big shoulders." to bear the burdens that you have for me. Help me to be laboring for you as I ought to. God knows a great deal. Now get this. God knows a great deal about swaddling clothes and beds of straw, because that's how he sent his son. Do you think he knows about your situation? Do you think he knows about your trial? He knows a great deal about swaddling clothes and beds of straw. So in our cultural sophistication, let's not forget how God sent his son. He didn't send him to the palace. He didn't send him into the royal court, though he could very well have done so, because he was, after all, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he chose to send him into humble circumstances because he was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He knows. He knows. Let's not, at this Christmas time, get away from the simplicity that's found in the gospel story of the coming of Jesus Christ. Let's not labor to be like the world. Let's labor to be as Christ and humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.